Lenora O'Grady has a bucket of rags that she gardens each morning in 6 shopping bags, and they bloom in a cart that she pushes around, and it's stacked to the sky with the things that she's found. Old spaghetti jump ropes, a bottle of ants, a necklace of acorns, the queen's underpants, popcorn from Paraguay, snakeskins from Spain, a buffalo's toothbrush, a full tube of rain, a whistling alarm clock, a snoring tea kettle, an ostrich's knee socks, 1 bulldozer pedal, mud mugs, 2 glass rugs, a marmalade hat, and on top of the pile sits Lenora's pink cat. I hardly knew Karoche. I'd heard him speak at one of those meetings for people trying to control their eating habits. He's a very handsome Iranian man. Looks like a younger Omar Sharif. Black hair with shots of silver. Nice dresser, mostly suits. Very articulate. Very deliberate with his words. Kind eyes, warm smile. He had lost something like 70 pounds, and though I didn't have a lot of weight to lose, I felt I identified with the people in the meetings. It turned out 12 steps aren't just for alcoholics.
Mom, come on! When are you coming out?
Just a minute, darling. I'm almost ready.
What seemed like an eternity passed, and I asked again.
Mom!
Suddenly, the door flew open. There stood a witch. The ugliest, scariest, full-on witch. Putty-built nose, warts put on with spirit gum, a bald wig covering her own hair, and then a black wig on top of that. A green-tinted face, black rotted-out teeth, dressed all in black with long black fingernails and hands made up to look very old. I ran outside to the safety and comfort of my father. I saw him standing there in his robe, and I hugged him with all my might. Daddy! He turned and looked down at me. He had a big, thick shroud of a robe on, and a gray, black face and big, scary teeth with big, ugly gloves that looked like a morphed amphetamine. Daddy! I ran back to my mother. What have you done with my parents?